The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Posh parents are spoiling the hot school meal scheme for the plain people of Ireland. So says the Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, Fionnán Sheehan, who's here with me in the studio. I'm also joined by Dorina Allen, who's chef and founder of the Ballymaloe Cookery School and Organic Farm School. And you're both welcome. So, Fionnán, what prompted you to write this piece? It's snobs who won't eat the dinner.
Well, there's a report from one of the coalition parties that actually set up this scheme that is saying that basically anything up to 3 out of 5 parents are saying they're not going to continue with the scheme because they're so unhappy with it, and 4 out of 5 of them are saying that they're sending in an alternative meal. But this report that Fine Gael did also highlights other issues when you read between the lines, because they're basically saying the kind of the negative publicity, the rhetoric around it is actually prompting people to drop out of it. So not even necessarily their own experience, but because they're hearing other people complaining about it, they're deciding, okay, we're going to drop out. And the fear that I would have is we have a scheme here that is very inclusive, very socially progressive, very equality driven. The benefits of it are enormous, both societally and academically in terms of kids' participation, both attendance at school and their ability to learn by getting these meals. And I'd be worried that we're going to create a stigma around it.
Right.
For some people, something that's free doesn't have a value. There are other people where something that is free does have an enormous value. And I'd be conscious that there could be kids in classes that this is the only meal, that the proper meal that they're getting a day. And no, it ain't perfect by any means, but I challenge any parent to go out and come back and say, and show me a meal that's perfect for €3.20 a day.
No one is obliged to take it.
No.
So you can say no to it, and what's the harm in saying no to it? I'm taking a sandwich into school like we all used to.
Yeah, you can say no, you can drop out of it. You can say I don't want to participate in the scheme and my child is going to have something else. But there's plenty of parents for whom that may not be an option, and there's others who are perhaps going, right, well, look, I'm happy enough to continue on with it, but I don't want to hear the unrelenting negativity about it.
Right.
This is a scheme that has started very beneficially in disadvantaged schools and ran there for 5 or 6 years. And I didn't see any Fine Gael surveys being conducted then and criticism at that stage.
Okay, so
and
just
now
want
it's
to
been rolled out across the board.
I want to get to the nub of your point. So if more people drop out of this, are you saying it undermines the viability of the scheme?
I think it creates a stigma around it such that you end up with kids basically feeling, you can only afford that lunch, as opposed to the next child who brings their own one in, their carefully prepared pre-packed meal from their parents. And then I would question as well, if there's going to have to be future investment in this scheme. The plan is to roll it out at secondary school level, and I'd be concerned that if basically the word is going back that actually this isn't providing a societal value, that it won't get the enhanced funding that it deserves.
Okay, so Dorina Allen, listening to all of that, do you think that the scheme is being undermined by people who are opting out?
Well, not necessarily. I'm not questioning what Fionnán says, but you know, nobody is questioning that this is or saying this scheme is not a brilliant idea, but it's the actual operation of it that seems to be the problem. And for kids, as Fionnán mentioned, there are many kids who this may just be their only meal of the day, but and have little or no access to nutritious food at home. The stakes are even higher for them. Often people say, well, surely something is better than nothing. Well, that's for me far too low a bar for a national programme, relied upon by so many children for their daily nourishment. It needs to be nourishing, wholesome, delicious food. And then why are we doing it otherwise? Because so much depends on every single bite of food that children eat can either enhance their health or damage their health. And our energy, vitality, ability to concentrate, everything depends to a great extent on the food we eat and how we can how they can get learn at school on that particular day.
So if you're going to,
makes a big difference. Yeah.
If you're going to do it, also, do it right, is what you're saying.
If you're going to do it right. It's over, and I mean, I'm not saying this is an easy thing to do. But it's over 300 million of taxpayers' money, which can, in a way, needs to be spent so it really, really nourishes the children. And also, it's another, for me also, it's a lost opportunity at the moment to integrate food and how food is produced and food education and everything into the school curriculum. So that, and also to benefit, you know, if it was done in a different way, like it is there, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are many other very good models in other countries. But in a way, if it was done in such a way that the food was, instead of being, you know, produced by contractors who often just don't even cook it, but put different things together, very high percentage of it is ultra-processed food. And if instead there were community models, like there is one very good one in North Cork and in Duhallow, which I can tell you about, but basically integrating local food in season, and you could teach all of these values to the children. And there's no, I mean, at the moment they're getting complete mixed messages about, you know, they're being given this food, which is in many cases is actually, we can't, you know, we can't say any longer, we don't know the damage that ultra-processed food is doing, is impacting our health.
All right. So
basically they're getting mixed messages, and they need to realise that food is an incredibly important thing, and that our food should be our medicine, not doing us a damage.
But you know what it would take to put any sort of a kitchen into every school in the country. I mean, look at the cost and the timeline involved there.
But you know, I'm not suggesting that, Claire. I know that that's not possible. But look, the for a moment, just look at the Duhallow Community Food Initiative in North Cork. They have a big kitchen there, and they're doing about nearly 2,500 meals a day in 29-30 primary schools. No reheating of prepackaged ultra-processed food. They're simple whole ingredients, which they're buying from local butchers and greengrocers, cooked by the people from the community, including participants from the community education schemes, and they're gaining skills for employment experience. And it's a proven scalable model. Mm-hmm. And if that was properly resourced, it could channel, you know, the 300 plus million of public funding into urban and rural community support.
Okay.
And that would support farmers, producers, small businesses, families, ticks so many different boxes.
And teach us how to eat. So if you do it right, Fionnán, I mean, why waste the opportunity, Fionnán?
Well, you have different models can be applied in different places, but you have 3,200 schools at primary level right across the country. So it's going to be impossible to have any sort of one shoe fits all scenario here. It's not like, for example, the free book scheme, where it's basically you provide a budget to the school, they negotiate with a local supplier once a year, they get the batch of books in, and it's done. This is something that has to be done on a daily basis. Darina, we're not disagreeing here, myself and Darina. I suppose the difference with that we're at is, it's like you asked the Kerry man how to get somewhere, and he said, I wouldn't start from here. And I suppose that's Darina's point. You should be doing it right from the off. My point is that when you look at other people who spoke at the Oireachtas committees that Darina appeared before back in January, like school principals like Conor McCarthy out in Tallaght Community School, who talked about perfect is the enemy of the good. And he said, my takeaway is simple. The hot school meals programme is feeding hungry children. And that's my concern as a parent, that I don't know the circumstances of every other child in the class, and the same up and down the country. Food poverty is not something that's just related to large urban centres where you will get a DESH school. It is occurring right in every school in the country. Talk to any school principal.
But Fionnán, you don't disagree that if we're going to do this and invest money, get it right, and standardise the food so that we have, you know, if somebody is doing really well, like that Duhallow model that Darina has told us about, or if there is a provider around the country who is providing fresh, good, healthy food, then let everybody meet that standard.
And great. But then that requires additional funding from government, both on a capital level in terms of developing the facilities in the school.
But the companies who are doing it right are being paid the same as the people who are doing it, sending in mush in a box.
You're always going to get a variation, Claire, right across in different locations. So yeah, this is why you've seen the Minister for Social Protection has been talking about we need to put more inspections in place.
Mm-hmm.
The finding that his report got back was different to the Fine Gael one, was that a third of the meals or a third of the suppliers that were looked at were not meeting the nutritional guidelines that are required here. Mm-hmm. So you're it's only starting up. I mean, this, in effect, the scheme, the rollout of it to the best part of 500,000 kids is only a year up and running now at this stage. It is going to need, on an annual basis, going to need additional funding anyway because of cost inflation. And let's get to a point where, yeah, there is a demand for people to say, do you know what, if it's costing 320 a meal per child, bump that up to 640 and make sure that it's of top quality from right across the country.
That's not going to happen, is it?
It's not going to happen. But if you get an unrelentingly negative rhetoric about a scheme like this, then it certainly isn't going to happen.
Do you think that's fair that people are being unrelentingly negative about it, Dorina?
Well, I'll tell you what now. We have a once-in-a-generation opportunity to get this right. And at the moment, we're kind of sleepwalking into an incredible health problem with the children and everybody else. And prevention surely is better than the cure. At the moment, 1 in 5 children in Ireland are overweight or obese, rising to 1 in 4 in Daesh schools. There's a real health crisis. The health service are simply, how long are they going to be able to fund the health service with this coming up? So this has to be a political decision. In the end, the government need to really fully believe and understand the importance of getting this right and put both resources and also I really believe in community centre. When I say community centres, I mean the cooking being done in communities, and it can be varied a little bit from school to school depending mm-hmm. on
we'd have to spend more on it needs. Though we'd have to spend more than 320
but hey, what's more important than the health of our children, the future health of our children, the health of the nation? This is a very big thing. In Japan, actually, the Japanese government, they anticipated a future health crisis linked to the high consumption of ultra-processed food. And they have reinvented, they already had a gold standard school system, but they have an in-house nutritionist in every school. Meals must be cooked from scratch using fresh, seasonal, local ingredients. And teachers and, the teachers and the children sit down and eat the food together.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, at laid tables, they serve each other, they help to clean up. You know, there's so many opportunities to give them new skills, not to speak of teaching them how to cook, but with the whole school food thing, could be completely integrated
that's completely curriculum. Different to what we have now, where the food arrives in a tinfoil box or in a cardboard box.
It's and the waste heated. Is off the scale, apparently.
Well, the dogs do well during the day in our house when they come back from. I mean, that's what being completely honest about it, Fionnán, that's what we have found. It doesn't get eaten and the dog gets an extra dinner.
Yeah, and I'd say many's a parent will tell you that the dog does well in the house on a regular day, even not a school day. As far as I'm concerned, every euro that's spent on providing food for kids inside in schools is money well spent. I'd love to see it rolled out even more in terms of breakfast clubs. And if there was a way of sending home some kids with a bit of food for the night as mm-hmm. well, sure, great, and roll it out at the weekend. It's sad to say that there are children who we know from studies that participation levels and attendance at school actually improves when you are feeding kids in their tummies as well as
but
in
I
their
think,
minds.
But I think what everybody is saying is do it better.
Must be nutritious, delicious food. It's not just any old food. And there are indeed plenty of figures to say the children concentrate and do better. But, you know, not every bite of food is the same.
Well, then send the message out to the minister. We want more money spent on it and we'll stay in it. Not that, well, regardless of what you do here, we're not really going to be happy with it.
All right, listen, we'll leave it there. Thank you, all of you, Dorina Allen and Fionnán Sheehan, and all of the listeners who sent in messages. I'll bring you some of those as we go through the morning.
The Clare Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.